This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 6th. God's word to you today is simplify, and this is part 5. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, and it's taken from the Voice translation, and it says, "Just maintain the proper order in all things." We would kick off today's devotional with the concluding thought from yesterday. Let everything in your life have a home. Yesterday, we learned that the average person spends 5 to 7 years of their life looking for things, mostly keys. So you will actually be adding years to your life if you do these things. Ensure that your clothes have their place, each according to its kind. Let your shirts, pajamas, trousers each have their place. For me, there is only one place my trousers go, and there is only one place my shoes belong, and my socks have their place. There is only one place my phone goes to at night, and it is not beside me. The phone is not with me when I'm sleeping. Why should it be with me? So what if someone sends me a message? I will see it in the morning. What if there is an emergency? It is only Jesus that does not slumber nor sleep. My job is to connect you to him so that I can sleep. That is my job. I know a lot of pastors want people to need them and depend on them as though they were God. I am not one of those kinds. My job is to help you find Jesus, then I can sleep. One of the major keys to living a simple life is not to be attached to anything. The second key is what we have been talking about, which is let everything have a home. Let your wristwatches go in one place. Let your perfumes be in one place. Let your necklaces go in one place. Your earrings go in one place. And your wigs go in one place. Charles Mingus says, "Making the simple complicated is commonplace. Making the complicated simple, that's creativity." The simpler you can arrange your life, the more effective you become. The simpler you can tackle a task, the more effective you become. There is a correlation between simplicity and effectiveness, and it has been proven over the years. As your simplicity increases, effectiveness increases. It is almost a direct proportion. The simpler you are in your kitchen, the more effective you become in producing food for your husband. Do I get an amen? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, the wisdom required to simplify and maintain the proper order in all things, please give unto me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.